Will you be the one to witness the birth of the incredible Nintendo Entertainment?
It may be the most addictive toy in history, Nintendo video game.
Now how about the kids?
Yes.
Oh, another week. Episode 60.
Yes.
Oh.
60.
You know what that is? That's the Hughes anniversary.
That's the Hughes Johnson anniversary.
And that's who they giggled in the background. Say hello.
That is who. How you guys doing?
Everybody wanted to hear.
It's our first guest in, 30 episodes or something?
Something like that.
Well, I'm honored to be a guest.
Yes. Now this is... Whenever a guest comes on the show, something terrible happens to the show.
Always.
Oh, it happened with Elton in, it happened with El Clown.
Yeah. It'll happen again, don't worry.
For when it all turns out, all they'll hear is you for some reason.
That's all right, before we start, let's do our little thing. What'd you do this week, Mike?
Today I picked up a second Xbox 360 for $60 off Craigslist because it was worth it. What else did I do? I didn't do any. I picked up a Casio keyboard today. shut up.
I didn't even say anything.
Yeah, you laughed. I heard your thoughts. I don't know. I didn't really do anything else besides that this week. Pick up games wise.
Then you said you got some Game Boy games, didn't you?
I thought I did that last week.
Did you? No, you got some new Game Boy games, didn't you?
Well, I also picked up Harvest Moon since last week's episode.
Yeah.
Harvest Moon, because I like Harvest Moon, and I wanted to be able to play it.
I didn't do anything this week. I found a new park to go to. I rewrote the Wikipedia entry for my town's page, and I found out that the park existed I never knew about.
It's like a mile from you.
I've been hanging out at the park, drinking 40 ounces and stuff. Up at the park.
It's up until the park rangers chase you off.
And there's nobody going up to this park. This would be the perfect park to drink 40 ounces in. If I didn't have a house and wasn't an adult. Because I could just sort of drink 40 ounces in my house.
Yeah. Or you
but,
can just,
yeah. You do anything cool this week, Hugh Johnson?
You know, I hit some garage sales today, and I ended up with about, I want to say 55, maybe 60 games total. It's one of these ones where they had a few boxes out, just, you know, of Nintendo games, buck each. So I just said, yeah, what the hell, I'll take them all.
You didn't try to talk them down in price?
No, I just said, I kind of ballpark how many were there. I ended up giving $50, and there were a little more than 50 games there.
Mm-mm, I'd have talked them down.
Buck a game. That's not bad.
Still, it's like when I bought those Star Wars glasses. That old lady was crying when I walked away.
Made an old lady cry?
I made her cry. Went at 50 cent a piece. I tucked her down to a quarter. She was crying. I can't believe I'm still in these. Yeah.
Probably needed them to buy medicine.
I don't care what she needed for it.
Heart pills.
Now they're sitting in a box wrapped in newspapers.
Well, yeah, that's a good way to put a quarter to use.
Yep. Oh, yeah, a quarter. I paid $6 and I got every single one of them.
How much are they going for on eBay? Did you try to sell them yet?
Oh, it's only a couple dollars a piece, but they're just cool. You know, when I get my shit straight, now I'll have them up. I'll buy one of those Chinette sets. Chinette sets, is that what they're called?
Chinette, that's paper.
What is those things called where you put your dishes for display?
A sideboard?
Sideboard.
Yeah, I even got one of those, and I don't know.
It's like a China set or
China
something.
China cabinet?
China cabinet,
yeah.
Wow! I took the two words and I put it together. That's it.
Really, you put what are those cabinets you put China in?
China cabinet? Shit! Yeah! Damn you, right? Got that shit.
I could put those.
Ghoulies.
I got my Indiana Jones glasses.
You go on The Price Is Right. Try and win one.
I'd be the terrible.
Got on there,
right? You know what? I'm like a Saudi prince when it comes to prices. They're like, how much is this for bread? I don't know, $7. I don't know. I pay everything with food stamps. I don't know the prices of anything. I just buy whatever I want.
Food stamps. I wish I had some food stamps. Yeah, you spent $130 today at the market.
Ooh!
Well, you know, buying healthy shit's expensive.
It is, isn't it?
It's a little more. That's the irony. Well, because they want you to stay fat, because as long as you're fat, you'll buy more stuff.
Yeah.
So now, can you use food stamps at a yard sale? I don't know the protocol there.
I bet you could get 50 cents on a dollar. But they don't give you the actual food stamps anymore. They give you a card.
Independence card.
It's called independence card. You put money on it for you. And then you can only... It's supposed to be so you can only buy food. But you could still... Like, I could still sell it. Like, I could stand out front of the grocery store and be like, listen, you know, 50 cents on the dollar, I'll go in with it. You buy whatever you want. I'll pay for it. And you give me half of what the bill is.
You should have came up, man.
And people would do that.
I'd do that.
I can't use it in Pennsylvania.
Oh. Yeah, sorry. Actually, it's probably illegal. So, no, you would never do that anyway.
Who cares? Of course it's illegal. Who cares?
State of Maryland. Well, that lady that gave you the food stamps.
I know like, that my social worker is sitting at home listening to my podcast.
That's what I was just going to say. That son of a bitch. I got him an extra $100, and this is what he does?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I got two brothers-in-law that are on the food stamps. Never asked how they work.
One of the food stamps. I like that.
Stamps, yeah.
Well, the food stamps used to be awesome because it used to be like this brightly colored paper.
It looked like money from like China and shit.
It was Russian money. Like, it looks like Zimbabwe notes.
Dictator of the Week printed on the front. Yeah.
It was like Lucky Charms of money. It's like yellow ones, green fives, purple tens.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I got to play the music. Hold on.
Here we go.
What's that for?
That's what we're going to use it for.
Going, gone this week in auction.
Yes. So, we have some auctions. Took us a little bit. Got a few.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Start one.
Which one you want me to do first?
Any one you want.
Well, I would, but I closed the window. So, Jeremy, go ahead.
All right, I'll go with one. I'm going to start with Sega Mega, which that rhymes, and I just never put that together until right now.
Sega Mega Jet.
Well, it's Sega, like the Mega Drive, Sega Mega Drive. I never put that together. Anyways, it's called the Sega Mega Jet System Console Japan with manual, rare, $150. Now, what this is, the auction listing is useless about what it is.
Yeah, they don't know. It's out of Hong Kong.
It's like a GIF image too for the description.
I don't even. Yeah.
Do you see that? Like, it's not text.
I don't know. It must be illegal to put text in from wherever country he's in. Hong Kong. Yeah, it says about right.
But hey, if you don't got patience to wait, please don't buy.
I don't have patience. I'm not a doctor. Oh. Anyway, I went to the 4-H today, and we went into the chicken place, and I look up and I go, "It sure smells foul in here."
All
right. A lot of chickens in. Anyway.
That was terrible.
Well, we go up to had the little ducklings.
And they had a Sega Mega Jet system there?
No, they had a sign that said Peep Show.
Okay. That's funnier.
Yeah, see? We're on the same wavelength, me and those 4-H'ers.
Yeah, but they
anyway,
were...
Sega.
Yeah, but they're seven.
Yeah, they are seven.
Yeah. They know what Peep Show. That's even worse.
Well, they probably was innocent. They probably, like, oh, they look like peeps from Easter, and it's a show. We should call it Peep Show.
Yeah, right.
They're the Sega Mega Jet and the Sega Nomad. All right, the original. This is from Wikipedia. The original technology behind the Genesis Nomad traces back to the Mega Jet. So, Mike, you owe this Mega Jet.
For some reason, though, this actually has a better ergonomic design.
And Mega Jet is a semi-portable version of the Mega Drive that was used for in-flight entertainment by Japan Airlines.
Yeah.
You can play Mega Drive cartridges when hooked up to a small monitor used on Japan airline flights. The unit featured, it's all in one. It's got six buttons, it's got a start, looks like a reset button.
It's a Nomad without the screen.
Well, not really. You know what it looks like? It looks like an old cassette player.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it's the hardware in it is a Nomad without the screen.
Oh, it is
without the screen, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a controller with a cartridge in the top. It goes either way, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, I took this Lufthansa flight real recently, and they had on there like Super Nintendo controllers sticking out of the little TVs there. What is an exact clone. This is Lufthansa, right? You know, the German airline. And, yeah, like, they have little TVs in all the seats there. And they have a Super Nintendo controller sticking out of the back of the seat so you can play games on the thing.
What games can you play?
It was like Tetris and Sudoku, or however you
pronounce
it.
Of course it was Tetris, Jesus.
But it was funny because it was a Super Nintendo controller. I mean, it looked exactly like one, so I was hoping there'd be something good on it.
No luck.
Yeah, 8-hour flight and nothing but German movies.
Oh. The consumer version, was it subbed at least?
Oh no, they had English. You had your choice of British or German movies on it.
So you could watch terrible British movies or terrible German
movies. Yeah.
The consumer version of Mega Jet was released by Sega of Japan on March 10, 1994, for $123. That's not bad.
In 94, though, wasn't the Genesis already down to like under $99?
All things considered, it was essentially the same as the unit that was used on flights, but it didn't have a screen. Well, it didn't have the screen. It could not be powered without an AC adapter. A mono DIN plug cord was added, and the necessary AC adapter was included with the unit.
Huh.
The Nomad, Sega filed in October 95 with Genesis. The Nomad for American market, Mega Jet with 3.25-inch color LCD screen and a battery pack. I don't know. I've never seen this before.
Me,
never heard of it.
I was never on a Japan Airlines flight.
Didn't take a lot of flights to Japan on the food stamps.
No, I wish. Maybe you get set. Maybe
50 cents on the dollar. It's about 3,000 of them.
Yeah. It's to save them up.
I don't think it stacks. I think it resets every month. So I can never do that.
you can't carry it over.
I don't know if it does because I always spend it like it's going out of style. Like, I don't know if they're going to keep it or not. So I usually have like a nickel in there. Like I'll go up to the register and I'll see that I have $3 left. So I'll go get some candy bars, and I'll have like 50. Like, you know,
what's bullshit left. Is that you can use that to get candy bars.
Yeah, and then I have like 57 cents, so I'll buy some Tic Tacs, and I'll have like 7 pennies left, and I'm like, yep, I'm done. I'm done now, lady. Anyway. Good times. I lost the page too. Now, Mike, did you find it?
Yeah, I can go to the next one. Anyway, you didn't say how much they wanted, did you?
$123. No,
$149.99. Free shipping from Hong Kong.
Yeah, you're never going to get it.
No. The next item is... Let me click it. I clicked it. Nintendo Punch-Out Arcade Classic. Works great. An actual arcade machine from the mid-80s has been it's been repainted, it's been gone through, and it's had new side art applied. But it's the original console. The original cabinet has 2 monitors in it. It's pretty cool because at the top, it's like people standing behind you can see how well you're doing while you're playing the game below.
Yeah, I remember seeing this at Aladdin's Castle now that I look at it again.
What's Aladdin's Castle?
Aladdin's Castle was it was an arcade chain. I don't know. They had them out in Chicago.
I think
they had to have them elsewhere.
I think they had one here because I think I remember went to a kid's birthday party at one. Did they have a little plastic thing you could wear around your neck and put your coins in there?
Oh, yeah, it did. Yeah, they had like a lanyard.
Yeah, so like it was Petey. Redhead Petey. Redheaded Petey had a birthday party at one.
Redheaded Petey. Like
remember
that.
He came back, he was a chubby kid, so he had a thigh rash. Walking, his thighs would rub.
He was chafing.
A bottle to him.
What is that? Golden.
You have the red hair aspect, yeah.
Good old redhead.
Like thigh rash Petey wasn't a better nickname?
I think started out with redheaded Petey, but then it may have changed to thigh rash Petey.
Thigh rash, I like that.
Anyway.
Oh, fuck.
All this arcade is a joystick and a big-ass button for punch.
Yeah.
Hook, uppercut, knockout, blow. I guess it's got a left punch and a right punch button. But why would you not just use the uppercut?
I think that was like the star punch, you know, like in the Nintendo game.
So you just whack the shit out of it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to have this.
I was kind of looking at this. I think this might be a bit of a ripoff. There's a link right in the text here to the guy's homepage. And he's got the same arcade game listed there for $200 less.
Yeah, look at that. $1,000.
Yeah.
Is it in the same condition?
It's the same picture.
Same game.
Huh.
It's the same pictures and everything, because you can see that yellow car off in the background. Although, it might be a mirror there.
The dude's got a lot of games for sale on his site.
Games available. Lions Arcade. He does. I'm guessing he's got an arcade.
Well, maybe he does have two of them. He just used the same pictures because they look the same, but maybe one of them has more
But why would you, not, why would you just like go to the site and save $200?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's probably $200 cheaper on the site simply because eBay's fees and shit.
That's true.
If you buy it directly, he'll cancel the auction. And it's a local pickup is offered because shipping is going to be ridiculous.
Where is it? It's in Charlotte.
I don't know. We could drive there.
Yeah, you could do a road trip.
Road trip.
Yep, it's local pickup only. Let's go get it.
Let's go. Let's just go get it. Not even pay for it.
Yeah, we know he's just got it. We'll just look for that shitty old car.
It's just sitting out front and look at it.
Oh, yeah. What is that car?
Is that a Ford Galaxy? The hell is it?
Yeah, it looks like a convertible.
How can you? What?
Looks like a convertible.
I don't see that picture.
Looks like it's it's like a soft top, but it does.
It's one of those pseudo convertibles that look like they have a convertible, but they're not.
Oh, you can see the corner of it here, and yeah, the bottom.
There's another machine over there sitting beside it outside.
I thought it was a mirror, but I guess it's not. No, because you can see his garage door.
Yeah, why does he have another machine just sitting outside there?
That's why we should just go there and rob it. Just take him. He's got a bunch of arcades just sitting out there.
Well, let's see. Here's he is Charlotte, United States. So,
if you jump out to the page 3 on his listing here, he's got on his website. You can see he's got like a picture of his arcade, and it's the dude's garage.
Garage is his arcade.
Yeah, like he turned his garage into an arcade.
I'm sure his wife's real happy.
Or he's single. Look at that car.
Or he's single. Yep, it is. Oh, yeah. What is this though? Anyway, let's do the next auction. Let's go on. How much did they want for that arcade, Mike?
1,100 and something up close.
Never pay that. Never.
$1,149, but shipping's free because you got to go pick it up.
I'd pay no more than $500 for an arcade machine ever.
Unless it was Night Trap, the arcade machine, ultra rare.
Unless the machine printed money.
All right, go ahead. Next auction.
Next auction up for bid is an auction.
No bid.
Next auction up for auction list. It's a Sega CD backup RAM cart, new in the box.
Oh, that's why it's $100.
$100.
16 times the storage.
16 times.
No, singular time.
Singular time. What?
What? No, I'm reading the guy's bad English.
On what, this?
On the description, yeah.
I don't see the description.
I just see a lot of white.
I see no
right description. Under the, yeah, it's right under the like subject tag.
See description.
The Sega CD backup RAM, new in box, 16 times storage of internal memory.
We're looking
save up to 10 games.
Oh, I see it up there. It's up there.
Yeah. 16. Why is there a huge white gap between still intact and then the end of the auction at the bottom of the page? I mean, it's like a foot of scrolling.
eBay does that a lot now.
Maybe it's some sort of ad block.
Great deal of shelfware on box. Why don't I take a picture of the actual box instead of using some stock photos? Yeah, but seal is still intact. Great. So you kicked it around for a couple years, but the tape is still there. Nice.
The plastic too, yeah, but
there's just no way this thing works.
You don't think?
I don't think so. Battery on that's got to be long dead.
It may not even use a battery. It might be more like the technology that's in in NBA Jam or whatever. Remember that didn't have a that just had a chip in it that flashed it to.
Now, save your season. I should take mine apart. I got one of them sitting over here on my shelf. I should take it apart.
The NBA Jam doesn't have a battery. I know that because I've had one apart. And it's the same as Excitebike. Excitebike didn't
have
a battery.
NBA Jam doesn't save, though, does it? Don't you?
It does. It saves your season.
Don't you just put initials in NBA
And it saves Jam? Your initials.
Does it?
Yeah. It saves your season. Cause
I
you can
like
do a
NBA
whole
Jam.
NBA Jam's a good game.
I didn't like it.
You didn't?
No, I didn't like it. You know why?
Because it was awesome?
I didn't like it because it was a mockery. It made a mockery of special sport of basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I wouldn't have liked it either.
Yeah, when I was in college, I remember I was down in the Smoky Arcade we had, and we had an NBA Jam machine down there, and there was a guy playing the game, and he got so pissed at it, he unplugged the game from the wall.
The arcade?
Yeah, down in the arcade.
So he was just like...
He was just playing it, and he just got, you know, he missed a shot or something, got pissed, yanked the machine off the wall, and then unplugged
it. This fire game! I'm just going to unplug it!
Well, that way you could get rid of everybody else's scores, because the arcade, as soon as you unplugged them, everything reset.
Like, yeah, you showed the game, buddy.
Yeah. That's messed up. Maybe he was going for the high score, and he was just pissed. Could never obtain it.
No, it'd be easier.
I think it's because they made you, you had to put quarters in after every quarter, right?
Yeah.
You play like one quarter, then you'd put like another buck in or something, right? I think he was pissed that he paid, you know, $4 and lost.
Well, that was the ultimate slap of the arcade is that you always lost, and you essentially paid to lose.
Yeah, because it would always win at like the last second.
I mean, even if you win, you still lose because there's always another level. Like no one's sitting down and doing what they did in King of Kong and beating entire 16 hours of Donkey Kong in one setting.
Well, Donkey Kong.
Oh, I bet someone has.
Well, when they
as a kid, normal kids don't do that. You don't sit down and play Donkey Kong at the arcade for 16 hours.
Oh, normal kids, right, okay.
I didn't spend a lot of time at the arcade.
Arcades aren't even open 16 hours.
We had one in my little town for about a year, and then it burnt down.
Good job.
It sucked, yeah. It burnt down the...
smoking doobies.
The back no, I was too young. I was only like 7 or 8 when it burnt down. We had an arcade, and we had a bakery. And an IGA market. And the whole street burned down one night.
Took out the bakery?
It took out the whole
took
part
out
of the street.
IGA?
Took it all out.
Took out the arcade machine?
Took it all out. Everybody in town was up at 2 o'clock in the morning standing around watching half the town burn.
All 6 of you.
No, we had 1,000 people or so that lived there. And half of those were standing around watching these buildings crumble.
The other half were smoking doobies.
Yeah, they were the ones that lit it in the back while they were smoking doobies. And my friend, I was in third grade, so I was nine.
Yeah, no, I told you guys a story before. We used to have a toy store out by us called Child World, which was like a Toys R Us invitation place.
That sounds so gay now. I mean,
yeah.
that's a far central.
Yeah.
That's where you can get your child molestation.
Right.
Your kits and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, Michael
Where
Jackson.
Can I find handcuffs that fit an 8-year-old? Go to Child World.
Yeah, I need some Jesus juice. Yeah, and... yeah, someone, I don't know if it was an arson or what, the place burnt down. And my stepbrother, middle of the night, decided to ride his bike out there to try and loot it. He's going to go look for Nintendo games, he said.
How did it work? Did it go well for him?
It did not work out well for him, no.
Wow.
I would have done that. That seems actually pretty smart. How old was your brother?
We were probably about 14 at the time. This is my stepbrother. We were the same age.
It seems pretty together, though. Think about that. I wouldn't have thought about doing that.
Mm-mm.
But I would have done it if I'd have thought about it. So what were we talking about? Oh, this backup RAM card.
Yeah.
So what is this for? What is this for, Hughes? What is the card for?
It's because the Sega CD had like an internal memory, but you could barely save anything on it.
Right.
You could save like one or two games on it. So if you wanted to save more games, you had to buy one of these backup RAM things. And they were like $40 back in the day.
So it just fit in the cart. It just went in. It's just like a normal cart.
Yeah, you put in the cartridge slot of the Genesis.
Well, guess would it work if you had a 32X CD game?
Yeah, I bet it does. Yeah,
because I had one of these, but I don't remember ever using it for the Sega 32X CD.
Well, I know I used it like when I had the Sega CD and the 32X hooked up at the same time.
Okay,
but probably not a 32X CD game, just a regular CD game.
Hmm. Well, there's only what 6 32X CD games.
Six or eight.
Yeah, there's not many. Fahrenheit, they redid with both. Night Trap, Killer Corp, or Corpse Killer.
That Samurai Showdown, was it called? Supreme Warrior, that's what
Supreme
I'm thinking of.
Supreme Warrior, and there was one more, I think. Huh.
Yeah, they were supposed to, they had a game called Surgical Strike, that they, it was a Sega CD game, and then it had like a flyer inside where you'd send away, and they'd send you a free copy of the 32X one, but they never actually made it.
So, is it worth $100?
Would you buy it?
No.
No,
I wouldn't buy it either. Especially with a great deal of shelf wear on box. But seal is still intact.
How much would you pay for just the cartridge? If you found it like a pawn shop or whatever?
Couple bucks.
$5.
$5 max.
I would never use it.
Nah, it's just something to have.
If it came in the box, I'd probably go up to $10. Tops $10 if it was in a box.
Mm-hmm. But not if it had a great deal of shelf wear.
No.
Well, there aren't that many Sega CD games you need to save on.
Yeah,
you
know? But that's what I mean. I would never use it.
Unless you're going to start off like an RPG or something. That's a time commitment.
What was the one RPG they made for the Sega CD? What was that?
Lunar.
That's right. It was the Lunar.
Yeah, Lunar. And they had, Dark Wizard was more of like a strategy RPG game.
And those games are worth tons of dough, though, too.
Yeah.
I've got one of them. I can't remember which one it was, but I know I bought it for $1. It's one of the RPGs. I know I looked it on here and saw it selling for $80 on eBay.
Let me look over here. They got Eye of the Beholder, Rise of the Dragon, and it goes both RPGs.
Rise of the Dragon. Rise of the Dragon is the one I have. It's like Snatcher.
Yeah, like Snatcher, yeah.
Yeah, it's the only game I have for the Sega CD. Oh, no, I have Chuck Rock.
But see, Sega CD games are so easy to get, I mean.
Well, to download, but not to own the original.
No, but you could, really wanted to play them. Pop Full of Mail, wasn't that a...
Pop Full of Mail was, like an action RPG.
Yeah, that's... I remember I downloaded that one in Brighton. That was the one game I tested to see see if it could work. Because I knew I would never be able to buy that game. It's one of those
Snatcher.
I'm not going to pay $90 to play that game.
Yeah,
Snatcher. That's a good $100 or whatever online, right?
Yeah, I downloaded that one and burned it, and it worked great.
Yeah, they work great. There's no reason not to, really. I mean,
there's nobody going to go, damn it. Well, you know what?
Ever download the Sega CD?
No.
Yeah, so there's Penn and Teller made a game called, I want to say it was called Smoke and Mirrors, and it never got released, right? So the publisher finally released the CD image a few years ago, the development one. And it's got a game on there called Desert Bus. You've heard about Desert Bus?
Uh-uh.
That's the one where it's a six-hour driving simulation. Is it 8 hours? I got to look this up now. Yeah, where they were trying to do like a simulation of driving from California to Las Vegas.
And so all you're doing is just cruising?
That's it, cruising.
For 8 hours, can you save or anything?
No, you got to play for 6 hours. Let me get down to it here.
That sounds like a good challenge for Center.
You know what that is? Yeah. That's the same people that play the Gran Turismo, 3 that had that 24-hour race, and they actually do it in real time.
Here, I'll send you guys a link.
You got it.
Yeah, mini game in the package. Let's see. The objective is to drive a bus from Tucson, Arizona to Las Vegas, Nevada in real time at a maximum speed of 45 miles per hour.
Jesus.
Requires 8 hours of continuous play to complete. It cannot be paused.
Oh, that's terrible.
Is it a straight shot? Can you just tape down the A button?
There is no scenery or other traffic on the road.
Yeah.
The bus veers to the right slightly.
That way you have to keep...
just tape the button down.
Yeah.
It's impossible to tape the button.
Well, couldn't you make... If you had a Mindstorms kit, you could make it... Hold the button down and tap left once in a while.
Here's the thing. If the bus veers off the road, it will stall and be towed back to Tucson, also in real time.
In real time.
So if you drive 4 hours, veer off, they're going to tow you back 4 hours.
Well, 7 hours and 59 minutes, you veer off.
Well, why wouldn't you just turn it off at that point and start over? You'd save 4 hours.
Well, that's cheating, Mike.
I downloaded this, burnt this, and tried it. I played, about 2 minutes. So, this can't be real. And then my nephew came over. I made him play it.
I have a CNC Music Factory game on the 60. That's a great game.
Yeah.
Hear what anybody says.
Everybody Dance Now, that one?
I had that too. Dance Now. And those videos were the shittiest videos ever you could pick from.
Aerosmith had one of those too, didn't they?
Marky Mark did, in the Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark and
Criss Cross.
And
INXS, yeah.
Yeah, INXS. There was no Aerosmith.
But there was an Aerosmith game that won there.
Yeah, that was that shooter game.
Yeah. Not Revolution X.
Yeah, Revolution X. Yeah,
that is. You're right.
Yeah, I was working at a video game store when the Sega CD launched. And I remember those crappy make-your-own video games because we'd hook up the system after work and try, you know, try out everything.
So to make your own video?
Yeah, you know, hey, it's a great new cutting-edge system. And, man, that... Well, the first Bastard game sucked. I got a Sega CD. I got some, you know, a few games I really liked for it, but those first videos, it didn't do the system a whole lot of good.
Prize Fighter, such a great, great game.
Sewer Shark.
A video boxing game. Come on.
Everyone had Sewer Shark.
I didn't. I don't have it now.
What?
I don't have Sewer Shark.
Well, I think I got an extra one, you know.
Probably.
Yeah, Sewer Shark's barely playable.
Yeah. That game is no fun either. It's just no fun. So anyway, that is going this week in auctions.
All right.
I want to ask Hughes about his website because he's got a fairly good website with everything he has. Is it nearly everything you have documented on there?
Pretty much,
just
yeah.
Interesting stuff.
No, not everything I have. I started like. About 3 years ago, you know, taking pictures of whatever stuff I found and posting it on there. So anything I had before isn't on there. But it, you know, I really started collecting like about 3 years ago.
And your site, it's like, it's weird because you posted a link to that YouTube video, and I looked at the YouTube video, it had like 8,000 views or something.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. So the game part of your site, didn't one part of your site get hit by Dig, like the old Sears catalog?
Yeah, I got hit by. Dig and one of the other ones.
Reddit
maybe, yeah.
Hughes, you have the same problem we have. You have a lot of your design for this website is
terrible.
It's terrible.
Functional. Though.
It's
like
functional,
it.
Right, but it's not.
I don't keep people around. Any time to design. Yeah, I don't spend any time on the design.
You shouldn't.
Like if I just noticed the site offhand, I wouldn't know what it was even about just looking at it. But really, I know it's about a lot of stuff, but it's mainly about video games.
But do you know how many hits your site gets?
More than ours. Like
Yeah, overall, it's between 6 or 8,000 a day.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's more than ours.
For everything, yeah.
But you've got a lot of content on here.
There's a lot of stuff on there, yeah.
There's a lot of skins. And you're taking a lot of skins.
Oh, you got that TRS-80? That was my first computer.
If you have some free time, and I've done this, you go to HughesJohnson.com. I posted a link. It'll be a post on the site on this episode's post. It'll be a post
on
the site.
Yeah, you got to go to the section video. You're right. The front page. Yeah, you don't really know.
Well, it looks like a personal homepage. I mean, that's what my homepage would look like.
No, it wouldn't.
But if you have free time and you're into video games and retro stuff, you could go there. And I like I said, I've done this. I've gone to your site and just spent a couple hours looking at all this stuff.
I need to do that. I've been here a few times.
But. And, you know, I've also, and I like, we know you through the site, and I've gone searching for things, and I just ended up at your site, and I'm like, I've been to this site before, where is it? And I look, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I've done that, that's happened to me. I'm reading an article, I'm like, that's a pretty good article.
You found my article making fun of cosplay, I want to say.
Maybe, I don't know.
The other thing I was making fun of it, yeah. I think you mentioned it on the show.
Oh, yeah, that Sega Coleco handheld you have there. Yeah, I have that exact thing. That's exactly what I have yet.
So what
I just posted some... I posted some Mortal Kombat 2 magazine scans, and those have been getting a ton of hits lately, but I haven't bothered to check where from.
Let me ask you something about these scans. Let me see where you stand. Do you tag them? Do you tag them with some sort of watermark or anything?
Yeah, at the very bottom, some place where it doesn't get in the way of the content.
Yeah, see...
And I started doing that because, like, I found that the images get leached off on, like, message boards all the time. Like, people just post them on
the
all the time.
Well, what you do then is, that used to happen to us, and specifically some guy used one of our pictures hosted on their site as a forum avatar.
Yeah.
Changed it to a big dork. A big dong.
It was this guy, naked guy, standing with his dong hanging out, and that was his avatar.
And it said, I love cock or something.
Yeah.
And then the guy, like, he didn't realize it. And I don't think he was even on that forums anymore. Or actually, did he was, like, the owner of the forums or something.
Something.
Either way, like, I remember going to a site and just seeing this big dong. You know, that's one of those things that is a punishment to both of us. Because I had to go search for the big dong. I had to crop the
Bing dong. You had that. You had that.
Come on. Yeah, right. I have a bunch of crap.
You have your porn folder, and it's all dongs.
But anyway, the best thing about Hugh Johnson's site is the scans.
Yeah.
The scans are the best thing on your site, because...
Yeah, and I'm surprised I've never gotten a takedown letter on any of them.
I don't know. It was Sears. I don't think anybody cares. Send you a but and I'll tell you why it's the best, because not only does it, you see it and you remember it from magazines that you used to have, but also it preserves the original price.
Right, so
you can see that Total Recall was $40 for the NES.
That's too much.
Not at the time.
At the time, that was too much.
Yeah. And did it have the three-titty lady in the game? Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. You don't know. You got to buy it to find out.
Yeah, it was before they had game ratings. It could have.
Well, Nintendo would never let them do that.
Do you have the Virtual Boy issue of Nintendo Power?
I don't think so.
I should send you that, and you can add that to your site.
Yeah, but see, like, Nintendo Power, that's one I've got on my way not to scan, because that's one I'm afraid
Nintendo. There's a website I found that has every Nintendo Power scan.
Yeah, that's right. I did see that site, too.
Everything I've got here is, like, from a magazine that's out of business or, a catalog or something, so I don't think anyone will ever say anything about it.
Right. Well, the good thing is now EGM, you can start putting stuff up from their old issues of that, because that company went out of business. They canceled it. The new guy's going to buy EGM back, but it won't have the same.
It'll be the same thing.
Yeah, right? He's just buying the name back. It's the guy that started it originally. So.
Now I got a couple things piled up here. I might scan, but I don't want to. It's a time thing. It takes forever to do it.
But don't. Just because I say the scans are the best thing, the other stuff on there is cool. Like I told you before the show, I just read your NES versus Master System.
Yeah, that thing gets a ton of hits.
That's something I always wanted to do, is sit down and compare the two, but I never really wanted to do it. But I want to, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where I'd like to do it, but I really don't want to.
Yeah, you know, I started that up because I was kind of curious myself. I kind of started writing it thinking, like, Sega Master System would probably end up better because, the games look better. But you start playing them, and, man, that system just did not play well.
No.
I don't know how to put it.
The controller was
terrible. The game's just kind of controlled bad.
I thought the D-pad on that was bad. Wasn't it just like a square with a round?
Yeah, they couldn't emulate. They couldn't make a real D-pad. They're probably afraid of patent infringement. At the time, and they probably proved prior. Somebody probably proved prior art later on, because everyone uses it now.
But the first D-pad was probably like the Nintendo, Game and Watch, right?
Yeah, the Game and Watch. D-pad. Yeah, but it probably wasn't. You know what I mean? It was, but it probably wasn't. Probably some obscure game before that used it as well.
You guys ever see the controller family tree site?
I did see that.
Yeah.
That's cool, but every controller nowadays, anyway, is based off the Super Nintendo controller.
I've seen this before. This was on, I don't know if this was on Dig or something, but it's a list of birthday cakes he's had over the years, apparently. Yeah. I think I've seen that from another link from somewhere else. I was here, I was like, well, these cakes are, holy shit, it's Hugh Johnson.
Is this something from your old lady?
Yeah, one of my wife's friends does like a at-home cake business.
That top one's pretty awesome. Have a super birthday.
So my wife every started getting me birthday cakes from there. Yeah,
that's nice. I received it. Wow,
that's awesome.
I hate your life.
That's it. We can never have him on the show because he upstages. Yeah, first, he's flown places besides the U.S.
First of all, he's doing good in life. He's got wife and kids, and they're. The wife's getting him birthday cake. I hate you.
And he's still collecting video games.
I'm so jaded. I swear to God.
It's a funny hobby, just gaming stuff. Well, the thing is, I don't sleep much. Maybe that's why I've got all this going on.
I don't sleep much either, but that's because I have to. I have to get up early.
You get up at one in the morning.
I get up at 2 in the morning.
He goes to bed at 8 o'clock and gets up at 9 o'clock. It's an hour later and goes to work.
Something like that.
All right, everybody. We got emails to do. All right,
let's do these emails. Got to knock these out.
What's emails? What music is that?
That was Doug.
Was it Doug?
Was it?
Woohoo! Nah. Woohoo! Yeah, that's not it. Stop.
Look. That's it.
It's loud.
It is loud.
That's it's it, all right.
All right, we have emails. I wonder if Hughes emailed us this week.
Nope. I did not.
Oh, that's good, because that would have been awkward. We would have had you read your own email in that voice, like you were reading your own mail. Yeah.
It could do. It was like Daniel Stern on Wonder Years. I knew when she turned around wearing that dress that I was in love forever.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. This is time for emails of the week.
Jerk. All right, let's go. First one.
All right, calm down. This one's from Jake.
Jake.
Hi, guys. What's up? In last week's episode, you said that you wanted a vet.
That's not even a big word.
Look, but it's spelled incorrectly, so it's not my fault.
How do you misspell wanted?
It's an H in there, like what? So it's hard when you see a misspelling like that. You try to quickly decipher whether it's what or want. Or went. I mean, I don't, you know.
George went.
Anyway. You wanted a Vectrex. Well, I have one. Oh, this is Doom. Okay. It used to be my dad's.
You should have pre-read this.
I should run this through a spell check for him. It used to be my dad's. That guy who said there was a joystick problem was not kidding. The controller on the Vectrex is as unresponsive as trying to control a Nintendo with a cheese roll. the cues.
What the hell's a cheese roll?
Sounds like he's
British.
Tried.
He's British, so I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. We don't know what a cheese roll is over here.
Maybe.
Apparently, the schools in Britain are pretty terrible. But go ahead.
Nah.
Maybe it's like a cheese stick. You know.
Like a polio string cheese.
Yeah, like a thing of string cheese.
So number one, Super Mario Sunshine was awesome. What's wrong with you? I guess that's directed at me. I hate that game.
Yeah, it's bad.
I hate it. Now, I know I told you why, but I'll tell you why again. It's the camera angles. It's just like, well, Mario 64, it had pretty bad camera angles, but it didn't, like, when you jumped, it didn't dick you. But Super Mario Sunshine, you could jump, and the camera angle would change, and you could be completely dicked, and you gotta do the same stupid shit over and over and over again, and every time the goddamn camera moved, you say, why are you moving?
Because you moved.
Fuckers. Hate that shit.
But don't play.
Yeah, that's one I played it once. Didn't care for it. Haven't tried again.
Damn. And I want to play that game. It just fucking sucks. All right, number two. Next time you ship the junk box, are people from Britain able to partake? And that's something, Mike. You wanted to say something about that.
I don't. We have to figure out how much it would cost to send the junk box over. And
it's
going to
be like $30.
And I wouldn't send
it
over.
It's like 30, yeah.
I wouldn't send it over if there's only one person over there to get it and back. It would have to have, you'd have to have more people over there willing to pass it around and send it back.
Yeah, at least two. But can you ship a USP? They don't care what kind
it
of
box. It says international right on it. You can pick
international
shipping. Yeah, you can.
Well, no, you I had,
well Hughes, you fly a lot. You could just take it over and drop it off for us.
No, not that much. No, I sold a bunch of Commodore 64 stuff last year. It all went to guys in Britain. I don't know, Commodore 64 must be big there. And, I used the flat rate boxes, and it was like $30.
Yeah.
That's a lot
but
to send.
But the thing is, the guy in Britain, he could probably find some good stuff to put in the box to send back.
Well, there's a lot of PAL games.
A lot of crazy games
play.
You can get over here.
All right, Mike, you got to stop talking when he's talking.
It didn't cut him out. It didn't cut him out. I'm listening.
It did, because I didn't hear what he said.
I picked it up, so it recorded.
Right. Well, you know, like Genesis and Master System did pretty well out there, right?
Yeah, they got the Mega.
I got some stuff we didn't get.
All right, so if we could find a way to, like, that's what I said about Canada. Even shipping to Canada is an extra $10, so it would cost $23 to ship it to Canada, and it's right up the, you know, it's up the road. You know what I mean? So I felt real bad not being able to send it to Canada, but it's not fair to make someone pay twice as much just to ship it to Canada. You know what I mean? It's not fair.
Not fair.
All right, but if we get it, maybe if the person in a different country would pay for shipping both ways, I guess.
Yeah, that's a lot though, man, and it's only junk.
Yeah, I mean, just to participate, if you want to spend $60, you know,
that's ridiculous.
Anyway, if you were the angry video game nerd, what bad game would you review? I don't watch
the
show.
Mike, I watch the show a lot, and I love it. He did 3DO this week, picked a game. It was terrible. I laughed my ass off.
He did Plumbers Don't Wear Ties, yeah, would have been the one I would have picked.
That was so funny. Yeah, I don't even know on 3DO what I would have picked. I don't know what I would pick. It's hard to...
When I was working at this video game store, we had a demo 3DO unit there, too. And when that Plumbers Don't Wear Ties came in, you know, we got like, oh, look at this, man. It's some adult game. So we all stayed after work to try it out on there. And it was easily worst game I've ever played. It's like, you know, they advertise like a full motion video game, but it's all still pictures.
Right, so except for like the first intro.
Except for the first intro, right? So there's like a picture of a dude and some guy talking over it. And then it's, you know, like a choose your own adventure book.
And then it's, yeah, a picture of a naked dude.
And there's nothing, yeah, there's nothing, even like Golden Girls is more risque than that.
Yeah.
So I would pick Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, some of the games that he picks on there aren't bad games, but he emphasizes what was bad about those games. Like Metal Gear. I watched the Metal Gear one. I agreed with most of that shit. I hate Metal Gear. It's fucking bullshit.
I saw him talking about Silver Surfer, and he was saying that was really hard. It's a hard game, but it's not a terrible game.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you ever read it, he says that's his thing. He has to go off a little bit, but some of those games aren't inherently bad. They're just hard or whatever.
Silver Surfer is really hard.
It is really hard. I remember trying it. I rented it.
He hasn't done E.T. yet. Has he done E.T. yet? No.
I think the only Atari games he did was those adult games.
Games, yeah.
Whack'em and Jack'em or something.
Oh, you know that Indiana Jones game for Atari? That was pretty awful.
When you walk back and forth,
You walk back and forth, and then all of a sudden you step on a dot and you're in another room, and then you're. Yeah, I never figured out what the hell was going on in that game.
E.T. for the Atari was shitty, but because it didn't make any sense to me. But I've seen it beaten. Going around, my wife can beat that game. It's fucked up, but she can beat it. She can just pick it up and go and do it. Be done with it. It only takes 10 minutes.
When you're walking around picking up little pieces of poop or something.
It's Reese's Pieces, and then you gotta get the pieces to your speaking spell so you can call your ship back.
Bleep blarb the retard.
Yeah, I don't know what I would pick. It'd be a hard decision.
All right, the next one here is from Chris. Hey guys, I was at the mall with my fiance. The other day, and one of the booths that was set up in the middle of the walkway. Did I read this already? I feel like I read this already. Maybe I didn't.
You did, but not on the show.
We stopped by and looked around at his inventory, only discovered that his prices were ridiculously inflated. Some of the prices that I remember seeing were $35 for Mario 64.
What?
$54 Model 1 Genesis. $64 Super Nintendo, but the one that got me the most was seeing a Super Mario Bros. Duck Hunt cart for $20.
What? Wow. That's not worth 20 cents.
If it was used to as a stash Coke, maybe.
Yeah, there was the $20 worth of cocaine in the cart. That would be worth.
Yeah, you know, you unscrew it, it's got
What if you unscrewed it and there was a $20 bill in there?
Still, I don't know. Then you got another Nintendo and a Mario Kart to deal with.
You have to walk to the trash can to throw it away.
It'd be better if it was like $25 and had $5 for handling and shit.
They used to say we didn't buy anything from the booth that was called High Score Video Games, but should have been called Game Over Video Games. Huh. I would have went with High Price Video Games.
Yeah.
Then it made more sense, High Price. So this High Score, High Price. My question for you is, have you ever had any experience of buying retro video games only to realize later that you had been seriously ripped off?
I don't know about seriously. Yeah, I bought them and then realized later like I could have got it for like a dollar cheaper or something, but never. Yeah,
it's never been serious. You know what I bought? I bought those Mario cards, and I paid like $20 for half a box, and then Mike goes home and buys one.
I bought two cases of them for like $12.
And I spent $20 on half a case.
Yeah, that was a pretty big ripoff.
But it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, you didn't know
they existed.
It's funny, nobody knew they existed until you found them, and then we found them cheap.
Yeah.
Now, I feel ripped off when I look back at how much I paid for some games, you know, like when they were new, but...
All new, yeah.
Well,
but there's nothing you could do about that. But I guess the question is Have you ever gone into a store uneducated and came out pissed or found out later you were really ripped off?
No, I don't think so.
I'm really cheap, so it doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't usually spend a lot of money. Today I was taking a risk when I got that Xbox. That's
I drove lady yelling at you the whole time.
She was saying that so you'd hear, because she wanted to get you in on the shit, getting on me. But anyway, it worked out. But the thing was, I was worried about a red ring of death because, you know, that's the biggest problem with them. So we took her car. Hers has a 110 outlet, and I plugged it in the parking lot to make sure it didn't red ring. It came all the way on. As I didn't really need to hook it to a TV to see. The lights will come on if there's any problems. So I plugged it into the car, and I told the lady, I'm going to test this. She said, I don't care. Go ahead. Works good. Whatever. Just stole it.
All right. The next one's from Kaysen. It was, his name is Chocozuma's Revenge. Chocozuma's Revenge. Dear Nintendo Retrocast, I have been yearning to send you an electronic M, but the only questions I could evoke were daft and futile. Shallow and pedantic. But now I do believe I can pose a question that you fine gentlemen can rejoinder. Come on.
He's trying to talk fancy on you.
Without first guffawing at my... I hate this guy. He's doing this on purpose.
Don't read it then. He's
trying to make me look like a dumbass.
Too late.
Yeah, it's too late. Guffawing? Is that a word?
He made this shit up just to see if you'd say it. He's like, I bet I can get these people on this podcast to say guffawing.
They're like, yeah, you can. I mean, there's a bunch of stupid words out there I don't fucking use or know. Guffawing. Definition. It's a word.
Means
to laugh heartily and boisterously. And my preposterous query, what is your most rapturous moment you have endeavored during in NES game? Mine, I must say, would be, caution, this next part of the sentence contains a spoiler for Super Metroid. When the Metroid you saved in Metroid 2 comes to save you during the end boss fight of Super Metroid. I'm not answering that question. I'm done.
I don't even know.
I don't know what rapturous means.
I don't know what any.
Do people disappear? What?
I get it. I can't phonetically sound out words while reading out loud.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell he wants.
It's funny.
It's funny to read, but I'm not going to be. I have something to say when we're. Is that all emails?
No, I got more. All right. He said. What did he? What was the question? It was, you ever been surprised by something in a video game?
I don't know.
Metroid. When you found out Metroid was a girl, that was pretty.
That was. Yeah, at the time, that was a surprise.
Samus Aran was a girl.
Yeah.
Not Metroid. Metroid was not a girl.
This is shit. You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
All right.
Well, the one was, you know, because back then this was like junior high. You know, you'd hear the rumor about, oh no, there's this ending. We can see you in a bikini, right? You know, because when you're 13, that's all you got. And, I always thought that was BS until I actually went and tried it. Sorry, that's my moment.
You put in Justin Bailey, went right to the end or whatever?
No, they're like, oh, you got to beat it in under an hour or whatever, whatever it is you have to do it.
I've never beaten Metroid. I've seen the ending, though.
I've never beaten it either.
Metroid's a hard game.
I didn't have Metroid growing up as a child.
I played it at a friend's house, but I never owned it. I don't even think I own it now.
I own it now, definitely.
How do
you not own it now?
Well, I mean, I don't go out and look for individual games. If I don't find them in a lot or something like that, I don't get them.
It's true.
So I don't...
I'm still, even doing that, though, I've ended up with every
comment. I ended up with, like, 3 copies of Tetris.
Next one's from Nintendo Canada. To answer your Canada question of the week, we do spell our words with the U. Hmm? It seems silly. Few questions for you guys this week. First of all, not retro question, but a Wii question. What do you think of the thousands of Wii sticks, rackets, etc.?
I'll never buy them.
They're just foam rubber, right?
It's plastic. Yeah, it's plastic.
It's not plastic because they end up beating other kids.
No, a lot of them are plastic.
Yeah, I guess you could tape like the Wiimote to a wiffle bat, right? That would probably work.
And it's beating. I wonder if you could tape it to a sock full of quarters.
I don't know. But hold on.
For a mugging game, you know?
And then beat people. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You tape it to a golf club.
See, this is... That's brilliant on Nintendo's part, though, isn't it? I mean, you could just sell a bunch of stupid shit that you don't need. Like, you don't need the tennis racket.
Well, I don't think Nintendo makes that. I think that's all made by, like, Intech.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah. I think you got to get this the seal of approval on it.
Either way, some of it's licensed, making some money of it... off of it, yeah. But still, it's a good money-making thing. Of course, they're useless. I'm not pissed off or anything. I don't care if people buy a...
Yeah, I don't have to buy it.
On the retro side of things, what was the first game either of you played or remember playing? Oh, man. The first game I played was on the... It was either original Pong... Not original Pong, but the console where it was just Pong.
Yeah, that was my first... Or my first console. My first real console that was in a television.
My grandmother had too. Pong, so...
Yeah, first game I ever played was Donkey Kong in the arcade. It was like at the grocery store back then. Like all the grocery stores had like some arcade games, mm-hmm. games up by the checkout. So I, begged and begged for a quarter to try it, and I've pretty much been hooked on Nintendo since then.
And your mom was like, "Video games, nothing's ever gonna go with those things."
Yeah,
and you're gonna end up 34 with a room full of old games if you play that.
Yeah. And here I am. Yep. Yeah, and then I ended up with an Intellivision for the first system because I, begged for probably about 8 months straight, for a Donkey Kong game. So I got that Christmas Intellivision with the really crappy version of Donkey Kong.
Wasn't the Intellivision version, though, better than the Atari version? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was pretty weak.
The Atari, the Coleco version was the pinnacle. The
Coleco version was the good one, yeah.
I wrote an article about that a long time ago.
for high school?
No, for our website before you were even on board. I wrote an article, and I had screenshots of all three. The Nintendo version was pretty good, too. It was just the Atari was shit. It
was like, when I was like, I don't know, was I 6 or 7? It's like when you're 6 or 7, you don't know the difference.
Yeah, of course not.
And tell us Donkey Kong. I mean, that was like the arcade to me then.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't beg for anything in the kid because I wouldn't get it. Like, I'd have to wait for my father to get a hair up his ass for it or something, and that's when I would get it. Mm-hmm. So he got a hair up his ass for an Atari. So he went out and bought one, but my grandmother had already had an Atari and Pong, which is weird because she was in her 40s or 50s or whatever, and she was deaf. She was a deaf 50-year-old woman that loved video games.
Hey, Jeremy, play this for me.
that's not too old for grandmother.
All right.
That's not right.
You shouldn't even have mentioned she was deaf, because I can't help myself.
Yeah, you kind of set that one up.
Shouldn't have mentioned.
Yeah, she died too. She died of cervix cancer.
No, she didn't.
You want to make fun of that too?
She didn't die. She's still alive.
No, she's dead. She died of cancer.
Isn't she the rich one that you're talking about?
No.
Oh,
the grandmother. She's not deaf. So she deaf and died of cancer. Just make fun of the cancer, huh? Come on, do that. Do that.
All right.
Real nice.
Next episode. Well, episode 61.
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
You could take the angle, like, cervical cancer that's caused by HPV, right? So you could take the, promiscuous grandmother.
Can I say my grandmother had a sexually transmitted disease? Real nice.
Man, I was only making fun of her handicap, but you're bringing it.
Hey, you asked for it.
Yeah, what the hell?
Make fun of the cancer.
You can get cervical cancer without ever having the human papillomavirus.
Yes, you can.
So,
not common.
Only 9% of the cases.
I'm sure my grandmother had HPV.
Wow! Now we're gonna call her a slut. No, don't be doing that.
No, I'm sure my grandmother was a weird chick. Very weird. All right, next one up after that awkwardness that I like to do. Right, he had another question. What's your favorite genre of retro games? For me. He liked flight simulation games. What about you, Huge?
I like the old RPGs.
Old RPGs, Mike?
Yeah, I like the Fantasy Star, Final Fantasy stuff.
I like
Fantasy Star or Final Fantasy, which one?
They're the same thing. I mean, come on.
No, which one?
No, they're different. I like the Fantasy Star games a little better. But there's more Final Fantasy games, obviously. But Fantasy Star, I don't know. They actually have kind of a story to them. And
riddle me this, Huge Johnson. Yeah. I have Phantasy Star Online for the Dreamcast, which won't boot up.
Okay.
Is it because I'm not online?
Or no, because I've played it offline, too.
Okay, so there's something wrong
with the disc.
Okay. Well,
yeah, Fantasy Star Online is got like no relation to the old games, though.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just curious, because I was like, I never had a chance to play it, and I thought maybe since I wasn't online, it wouldn't load, but it's a bad disc.
Yeah, the Dreamcast one, like the GameCube one, if you stick that in the Wii, it crashes the system.
Really?
Yeah.
So it tries to go online, tries to
go online, and it crashes. Yeah, you can't play it on a Wii, because Wii doesn't, whatever they do to emulate GameCube, they don't do the...
They don't emulate the broad...
Or the network, yeah.
The network.
Hmm.
I bet there's a homebrew app that could probably fix that.
I'll bet there is.
But go ahead, Mike, what's your favorite genre?
Well, I was going to say old RPGs, but my favorite games though are not RPGs. Like, I love the platform Mario Brothers games.
Well,
they're my favorite games, but I don't like other platformers. There's a lot of platformers that are shitty.
My favorite, yeah, that's my favorite game, platformers.
Yeah. Although I was playing Jazz Jackrabbit, the homebrew version today on the game on the Wii, and it was fun as shit.
I really like those games, and the reason why I like those games is because you can put them down and pick them up and not be pissed off.
Right.
And you could, like, you could play until you die and then put it down and never, well, not never, but you could walk, go eat dinner and come back and play or whatever, and you're not. I like the games that are fun, and that I don't have to invest a whole lot of time into, and I don't like being pissed off. I just don't like it. I don't like playing games and getting pissed off.
I like the old role-playing games better than the new role-playing games, though, because the new ones, they're not all, even the new turn-based ones aren't even turn-based. There's like a timer going on until you're going to get attacked against.
So that started in SNES,
yeah.
Final Fantasy 3 or whatever,
yeah,
3 did that.
Did. Right? Yeah. I liked it before. But then a couple of the games since then have gone back to...
Well, a lot of games you can toggle that. Like, you can...
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't noticed.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like the new RPGs because all those hour-long cinemas and stuff.
That's the other thing about games. I don't like games where I can't skip through the shit that's going on.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. That's why I stopped playing Final Fantasy 4 for the DS.
Right, yeah.
You can't skip through it. I'm sick of spending time waiting for shit that I don't want to see. Anyway. Final question. What is the game item you would want most in your collection? Not just taking the value into consideration. Huge.
I'm going to go with the Jaguar CD, even though I don't think I'd ever play it.
Just something cool to have?
Something cool to have. Yeah, I've got a Jaguar. I think it'd be cool to have one.
Hmm. Mike?
Oh, man. Go ahead. I'll come up with one.
At this point, for me, it would be the Virtual Boy, because I don't have one.
Hmm.
And I really want one. And I know it's not one of those things that's out of the question. Like, I could buy one on eBay for $30.
50.
But I don't want to. I want to find it in the wild.
It's much more exhilarating when you find it.
Yeah, it's rewarding. Because you know what will happen? I'll buy it on eBay for $30-$40, and I'll go to a yard sale the next day. It'll be there for $1.
For $1, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I got mine for free, and I still kind of feel ripped off.
Yeah, but you wouldn't give it away.
Oh, hell no. I didn't buy it. I bought one whole game for it. But the Wario game.
I'd like to have the Turbo Express.
The portable?
Yep.
That's pretty good. That's a good one.
I've always thought they were awesome looking. And they played the same games. It's like the Nomad version. You know what I mean?
What was the thing that we looked at the other day? The Wonder Swan?
Yeah, I've seen. They've been around a long time. They made a color one, too. I think you can get them pretty cheap, but most of the games are only in Japanese.
Yeah, I saw that. Good thing I can read Japanese.
Yeah, right? You can barely read English, apparently.
Right.
So any listeners that can write Japanese emails, you go ahead and send them in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you can run through a translator.
Watashi wa...
Natsu nasabiche!
Alright. Ohayou gaimasu ya... I don't know Japanese.
No.
It says, I lie. One last question. Do either of you collect anything besides retro games?
I collect anything retro 80s. I got that keyboard today. I got some other shit in there. Old computer systems and shit.
I collect Legos. I also collect Star Wars toys and Lord of the Rings toys.
And he plays Dungeons and Dragons on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, we've got a kind of a big Star Wars collection over here too.
I really like Star Wars stuff, and I don't know why. I mean, I buy Star Wars shit all the time, Like I got a Greedo bobblehead for $5, and I don't know why.
Because it was $5.
Well, I'll send you a picture of the. I'll send you a picture of our bar that we got here.
Don't send me a picture of your bar, Hugh Johnson. Christ,
come on. It's like this great Star Wars themed room we put up.
I just sent me a picture of a stack of money and you like dancing.
Oh, I don't make that much.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, this one's from Brandon. Man, this is. He's got an auction here. We'll do it next week. I should have looked at this.
Anyway. Yeah, well,
this is the last one. It's from Puddin N64. He's on here every week now, so can't skip him. This one. Dear Mike and his lovable sidekick, Jay Bird. That's me. And huge. He didn't. I added that part. He didn't know it was going to be here. Sick show last week, dudes. It was, as the young people say these days, off the hook.
I think that's what the young people said 10 years ago. But.
Yeah, does sick mean good or bad? I can't keep up with all this trendy slang.
Sick is good.
All right.
Sick. Doesn't that mean you've used the term? Doesn't that mean you've used the term kind of out of its context improperly? SIC.
What, sick show.
Like sick when you read an article and it says SIC after a word. It's like it's used.
That means you spelled it wrong, doesn't it?
Means you spelled it wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Spelling unchanged or something.
Yeah.
It was, as the young people say off the hook, I haven't been this happy since they got rid of that no good Jimmy Carter in the White House. He doesn't remember Jimmy Carter. You were alive when Jimmy Carter was in office.
Yeah, but he left the office when I was, four and a half.
I was born when Reagan took office.
I was 2 months old when Carter left. Suck it, Mike.
Good for you.
Look at y'all jealous.
I'm not jealous. Jimmy Carter is the greatest president we ever had. He made it legal to make your own beer.
I've been trying to write a stand-up act, and your words of encouragement really helped me out. I'd like to hear this stand-up. Although I don't think I want to write for everyone. Everyone loves Raymond. Is it Everybody Loves Raymond? Everyone loves Raymond.
Nobody loves Raymond. It's a shitty show.
It's Everybody Loves Raymond, not everyone. Anyway, I think I'd do better as a writer for Snettle. Or Mad TV. They canceled Mad TV.
Yeah.
So, as always, I have some topics. Questions. Why is that Mario and Bowser are sworn enemies who fight to the death in some areas, but in other areas, they're best pals? They're perfectly okay with playing tennis or racing go-karts with each other. Does Mario save Princess Peach during the week and then do all of the sports crap with Bowser on the weekend? What do you guys think? It's that old saying, right? Keep your enemies... closer.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Right. And my enemy's enemy is my enemy or something.
My enemy...
the enemy of my friend is my
the
enemy.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
So...
They're like one of those couples that fight and break up and get back together.
Well, it's like that old Looney Tunes cartoon where the dog and the coyote show up to punch in the morning. Like, hey, how's it going? And the whole day the coyote's trying to steal the sheep and the dog's punching him in the face.
Right.
You know which one I'm talking about. Yeah. And then at night, they're like, okay, good day. See you tomorrow. Yeah, that's their job. That's what they do.
Why do you think Maxis allowed SimCity to be published by Nintendo on the SNES? Why didn't EA do it? Why is Dr. Wright an official Nintendo character?
Well, EA wasn't publishing that at all in that time. EA didn't buy Maxis until later in the 90s. Or even
I was going to say Maxis and EA weren't together yet.
Yeah, they weren't even together, so yeah, that's why.
And they probably weren't very big, you know what I mean?
Maxis wasn't a huge studio, that's all they did.
Company.
And it's not that they weren't together, I mean, they were rivals at the time. I mean, it wasn't like a friendly takeover.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Wright, is he an official Nintendo character?
No.
Can you play him in Super Smash Buttons?
Well, not the one I have. Not the one for the N64, unless they ran out of characters and they started putting them in...
Dr. Wright.
Yeah.
If you could put any character into the next Mario Kart game, who would you put in? I'd personally put in Captain Falcon, because he'd easily sweep the competition in his F-Zero ship. I'd put Barack Obama.
They said Nintendo character.
They said any character, see?
Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic, without the cart.
Sonic the Hedgehog, yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog in there.
Yeah, they're doing Olympic Games together, right?
Right.
Yeah. Which Sonic wouldn't have a kart, though.
I'm sure it's terrible, yeah.
Sonic, in Sonic Adventure, he drives a kart.
Oh, that's right, he does.
Well, there's a for Game Gear, isn't there a Sonic, like, Mario Kart ripoff?
There's Sonic Drift. Yeah. That's on that little game system we have.
Yeah, Sonic okay, you know, that's where I played it then, yeah.
It was made for the Master System.
All right, so this is where I got this Wonder Swan from. He wants us to talk about the Wonder Swan.
All right. This won't take long. It's a handheld system that only came out in Japan. Jeremy didn't know it existed until 2 days ago.
Until I read this email. Bro. I always pre-read his email so I can see what the console is that he wants to talk about that I've never heard of or may not
There's
have.
There's a Wonder Swan Crystal, too, I believe, right? It's the one with the color screen.
There's an emulator for the DS, but not one for the Wii. I'm disappointed.
Well, you know, there's games really that we can play.
There's Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, like, being in Japanese makes it my extra handy.
They've been translated.
Oh, have.
Let me finish. And I started playing one of the Final Fantasy games. I mean, I'm not going to play through it. But the graphics look great. I was surprised at how good they look.
That was just black and white, right?
No.
Oh, that was a color one. I didn't know because some of the games are just black and white. It's a lot like the Neo Geo Pocket. They had the black and white one and they came out with the Neo Geo Pocket color, which I owned for a short period of time.
Yeah, those are like two handhelds I never had any interest in getting.
I had the Neo Geo Pocket color. I got it for $30 on eBay and I bought a bunch of games and then I sold it and made some profit.
they had them at Toys R Us for a while and I think they cleared them out for about $30 or something.
Well, they re-released them like 2 years after they discontinued it. In this pack that they were selling in the store, it came with a few games in like a blister pack, and it was only like $50.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, that was after it was after Neo Geo had just cut and they were out. They went out of business.
Yeah, it was just leftover stock they sold to some.
Yeah, somebody like them people that did the Segas probably like what was that company?
Packaged them and sold them.
It was Majesco. Yeah.
Majesco probably
all
bought
the Sega
them.
Sega stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't Majesco make the Sega Genesis Model 2 and up for Sega?
No, they made the Model 3, and I think they may have made that compact Super Nintendo, too. The SNES 2. Don't quote me on that. I know for a fact they made the Genesis 3.
They did, yeah, because I've got a Genesis 3. I got that in the box. I know, because they made the second generation Game Gears as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, and those were out for like a week, right?
So I don't know, I think it was like the blue ones, right? Like the,
I had a blue one.
Majesco made the blue ones. It wasn't nearly as. It was made cheap. More the parts were cheaper, so they could make a little bit more profit.
Yeah, and like all the accessories wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it says, how much would a Goomba chuck if a Goomba could chuck wood? Huh? Three. Yeah.
Two.
PSS. Hey, all you audio email senders, can you give me a shout out? I'd be your best friend forever if you did. That's Puddin N64. He's always got good emails, though.
Long emails.
I'm down with that, though.
Well, some weeks we need that.
Yeah.
This week
he doesn't use big words, so you're good.
This wasn't one of those weeks, because we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 emails. This week, and a guest. So.
Oh, man. I have one thing I got to say about Hughes Johnson. Spider-House 3 is not a bad sequel. I've been looking at that the whole...
Oh,
that's one of my favorite Genesis games.
Really?
It probably comes back from because I played it when it came out, and now I love it because I seen it then. It's like, yeah.
I put it on there because I could not get past the first level.
What? Oh, man, the first time I played it on the Wii, I don't have the cartridge anymore, so I played it on the Wii, and I went right through it without losing a life. Not the whole game, all the way through the first two levels.
Well, it's got like probably the worst translation or dialogue I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm not saying the dialogue is great, but the game itself, the gameplay's solid. You punch the shit out of him, and then you have to know exactly when to use your power to really, boom, knock him out.
Yeah, this is already too complicated for me.
No, it's good. So, it's a good game.
No. That's for my top 10 worst Genesis sequels one.
Yeah, it was number two.
Where did I rank that? Number two, yeah.
Number two?
Yeah, it's awful.
That's pissing me off right now. I gotta come on. That should be 11th.
Well, it's not as bad as Double Dragon 5. Well, but you know what's funny? I made a comment in there about, you know, I would have some nerd email and explain to me why there was no Double Dragon 4. And sure enough, someone did. I should save that email. Give me a long write-up on why there was no Double Dragon 4 and what Double Dragon 5 was based off.
Why wasn't there Double Dragon 4?
Because they called the Super Nintendo version was Double Dragon 4, and Nintendo had to put Super in front of everything. So they just called it Super Double Dragon instead. And then Double Dragon 5 is apparently based on like an anime series that came out. It's not based on the first four games. It's some anime series that doesn't seem to have any connection to the games.
Listen, sir, I appreciate you writing up your story, but clearly there was a Double Dragon 4.
Well, yeah, that's what I love about this site that I do, is I get a lot of kind of pissed off nerd emails.
I didn't think anyone emailed anyone anymore. Like, I can remember in the 90s going to sites like, fuck you, Yahoo!
Yeah.
I'm sending you an email! I'm angry! I got a Coca-Cola the other day and the lid was half off. I'm sending Coca-Cola an email. Angry email.
Well, the problem is I'm too lazy to, like, put a feedback system on there. And it's not so much like I could put a feedback system on there, but I'm too lazy to go, like, filter out spam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just don't have the time to do that, so I don't leave any feedback on there. So
huge pain in the ass.
So whenever I offend someone by, insulting Double Dragon 5 or Splatterhouse 3, they have no choice but to email me.
Gotta find your email. You gotta track that down.
Yeah, I would have never emailed you, though. I'm not that offended.
Huge announced that he has the retro junk box right now.
Oh, yep. And he's loading it up.
Putting some good stuff in there, I heard.
Eight copies of Mario and Duck Hunt. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I put the 10 copies of Top Gun that I have in there. I think I bought more copies of Top Gun than Super Mario Bros. Duck Hunt.
Because you actively pass up Mario and Duck Hunt because it sticks in your mind, but that Top Gun can be slipped in there and you don't usually notice it.
Do I have Top Gun?
Because it just says Konami across the top, right?
Yeah, where every box I buy has got Top Gun in it.
Because they couldn't land the damn thing, so they just gave it away.
It's your lips. So it's made its way from Maryland to Pennsylvania to Ohio and now in Illinois, and next you're shipping it to North Dakota.
North Dakota, yeah.
And if all things go well, it's going to have traveled almost 6,000 miles.
Woo!
Pretty good. I'm really impressed with how the box is going.
I thought by now someone would have kept it or lost it.
Yeah, lost it or just like, I don't give a shit.
And that's someone, I mean me. I'm glad I was able to get it back to the post office.
But you know what also is going on is that people are getting it, and the turnaround, I figured people sit on it for like a week, because they're like me, they're lazy, they don't want to go to the post office. But everyone has been getting it, has been shipping out in 2 days, so we can knock out all 9 people in under a month.
Eric had the best turnaround simply because he picked it up at work and took it back to work.
He works at the post office, yeah. So he could just be like, Frank, where are you going out? Yeah, I'm going out. Take this with you.
He probably didn't pay postage.
We probably paid for it. Damn it!
Yeah.
I probably paid for it. It's Pennsylvania. Although that's federal, so. Jeremy, your food stamps helped.
Yeah, there you go. I'll pay the postage and food stamps.
Yeah, I'll try and get it out on Monday. If I get out of the office on time, I'll stop at the post office.
So, we got that going on at RetroNintendo.com. Got an email at NintendoRetrocast@gmail.com. We got forums. The forums are doing pretty good.
Yeah, they're busy.
If you love Splatterhouse 3, you should post about how much you love it there. We can debate.
We'll put up a huge Johnson forum, so if people want to bitch about Splatterhouse 3, yeah.
3.
Yeah.
And you can go to HugeJohnson.com. How do you spell that?
HugeJohnson.
.com.
All right.
Good stuff from there.
This was episode 60, so we're doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Still around.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening, and we'll be back again next week.
Yep.